French President Emmanuel Macron narrowly survived two votes of no confidence in his government. This comes after pushing through an unpopular proposal to change the country's pensions, which would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. But even with this vote in his favour, what's clear is that lawmakers and the people of France are not happy with Macron's leadership. So what happens now? Let's check in with Lisa Bryant, reporting for NPR in France. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good evening.
So what led to this point for the National Assembly to be holding this vote against Macron's government?
Well, Macron used this constitutional tool, Article 49.3, to push in through his reform bill without a vote in the National Assembly. Most people felt he didn't have the votes to do so, so he used this lever to get through that. And opposition lawmakers are furious. So two no-confidence measures were tabled, both lost, but as you said, one of them lost by just a few votes.
So what happens then to the very controversial plan to raise the retirement age? Is it going to be enacted?
No, not yet. And that might be a while. First, the opposition wants to look for other ways to appeal it. First, by going to the Constitutional Court. That's the highest judicial authority in France. They want to see if there's a way to get the measure repealed. Also via petition, that will take a certain number, like millions, several million votes of several million supporters. But all of these efforts could take months. And also there's the street, the demonstrations, which could also make a difference. We see something in 1995 that was quite similar, a pension reform that was finally abandoned after widespread demonstrations.
So those demonstrations you're talking about, they are ongoing. Why are people so upset over this proposal, Lisa?
Well, you know, like probably most of us, they don't want to work at least two more years. That is pushing up the average retirement age from 62 to 64. But, you know, everybody has different reasons. Essentially, many French feel it's just unfair. One teacher told me, you know, she teaches and she may have to retire for a lot of different reasons at 67 under this new law, if it does become law. Others, especially women, think they'll be unfairly penalized because they, you know, they took time off to raise children, maternity leave. And, you know, many people feel there are other ways to save France's pension system. And besides, it's not in danger of going bankrupt in the immediate future. So there are millions of reasons, but most French are deeply unhappy.
Do you expect the protests to continue now that the no confidence votes have failed?
Yeah, and in fact, there's you know, as you probably know, there's a massive protest set for Thursday, and some people fear this could be like the new yellow vest movement that we saw in France over high prices a few years ago, and that it could just generally spill out of control beyond the unions. So yes to the protests, this could be a big challenge for Macron in the immediate future.
Yeah, and Macron seems to be on very shaky ground. What does this retirement battle mean for him politically over the next 4 years?
Well, politically, he's clearly weakened. That's what many observers say. And that's going to challenge or, in fact, perhaps sink his efforts to push through other reforms. You know, he's got elections to look after in terms of his own party. He can't run for another term. But analysts say it could strengthen the national rally. That's the far right and the biggest opposition, which tabled one of the no-confidence measures. So it's going to be a very, very challenging time for Macron. We'll just be seeing what happens in the next, actually, days, weeks, and months.
It's an evolving situation. Lisa Bryant, we appreciate your reporting. She's joining us from Paris, where she reports for NPR. Lisa, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.